Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't we give Sheena and the band a hand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why don't we just lift our hands in honor to Him and say, we bless you. Say, Father, we bless you in this sanctuary. We bless you today. Nobody greater. Nobody stronger. No one wiser. Hallelujah. Everything we need, you've already provided. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you, oh great God, our Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody ought to shout praise the Lord. Hallelujah in this place. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He never stopped. He never stopped working. That word is working. God is going to move all the time. I don't care what's going on. He never stopped working. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I say again, we have everything to shout about. Nothing to be sad about. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, musician. Thank you, praise team. Thank you, each and every one. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for all your rich blessing that you bestowed on us. And we are so glad, so thankful, so excited about what you're doing in our lives in this time. You're faithful to your word. Many things are going on, but we found the hiding place, the secret place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the psalmist says, he that dwelleth in secret place of the Most High shall, didn't say might, shall abide where? Under the shadows of the Almighty. Then you can say something under the shadow. I will say, what you going to say? I'm going to say, Lord, you are my refuge, my fortress, my God, my strong tower, my provider. Hallelujah. My see and I. You see, you know, and you do. I'm never alone. Never by myself. Hallelujah. You told me you will come and you will make you aboard with us. Hallelujah. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, before he left, he said, I'm not going to leave you by yourself. Amen. I'm going to send you what? Another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Then he said about the comforter, greater is he that's what in you than he that is in the world. And when he get inside of you, you can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can continue to talk. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I put to silence. I put him on mute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I put that tongue on mute. And it won't work. You ever have somebody making noise on your phone? You put it on mute. They can't hear you. I don't hear what the devil's saying. Hallelujah. I mute him. I silence him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because we have found the secret place. We have come to the place to know, hallelujah, that any man beware in Christ, he or she is a new creature, old thing, what I used to be is gone. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. I'm a new creation. I'm a new man, new species. A race, we are a race of people on planet Earth never existed before until Jesus showed up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so he has done marvelous things for us, and we are glad about it. We are glad about it. Can you give him a big shout of praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we can say this real strong. I'm never alone. There's more to me than you see. More with me than you see. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We're going to continue this morning on this thought, this subject. We have access, glory to God, to this. We have access to revelation knowledge. I want to talk some more about revelation knowledge. I want to make mention of it. Something that we have covered by way of refocusing you or refreshing your thinking. Hallelujah. And I want you to listen closely. You remember our text, the scripture that we started out with. Paul wrote it by the inspiration of the Spirit. And he said, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you where? In my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you what? The spirit of wisdom. James said, in James he says, any man like wisdom, let him do what? Ask of God, who gives to some people, just to black people. Really? All people? Doesn't matter what color your skin, doesn't matter what your background, doesn't matter what ethnic group you're from, doesn't matter what nationality you are. But if you move to China, he won't work it for you. Oh, he'll work it in China too? Whew. So that means all people. Hallelujah. And so the spirit of wisdom and, you know, I always heard when you put and, that's a conjunction. And a conjunction is what? You're about to add to something that you just already said. Is that right? The spirit of wisdom and wisdom will show you how to deal wisely. In the affairs of life, with your money, with your health, with your family, with your relationship with God, with studying the Bible, with witness to other people. Just own wisdom will help you to deal wisely. Wisdom will show you how to handle things. And so when you have the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and so I want to talk to you further how to have that working in your life. And then revelation is revealed. It means revealed knowledge. Revelation, revealed knowledge. It's God's revelation knowledge. And what is God's revelation knowledge? God, in other words, you will know what God knows about that situation. You'll know everything God knows. You all have enough, you know, no, you just ain't that smart yet. But you will know about that situation, that thing that he revealed to you, you will know what he knows. Am I right? You will know what he knows. And if it worked for him, well, what about you? I mean, it worked for you too, huh? Because we have his word that says, no word that leaves his mouth, no word that comes out of God's mouth will return to him what? Void. But it shall what? Accomplish everything he sent it out to do. That which he sent forth to do, that word to do, it shall accomplish that which he sent forth. Now listen